Welcome to Feelings Fitness. I'm your host, Suzanne Bazarko, a yoga teacher, licensed professional counselor, certified mindfulness practitioner, and a mom of two. When I first entered motherhood and started raising a family, I needed something to help me survive the seasons of life, which is why I pulled the Feelings Fitness program that I created in graduate school out of the archives, linked it up with what I learned in yoga teacher training, and boom, the Feelings Fitness formula was born. Yoga plus mindfulness equal emotional well-being. It has worked for me, and I surely hope it works for you and your family too. I am stoked to embark on this journey of sharing yoga and mindfulness with you. It's time to get real about how you feel. It's time to feel fit, mind, body, and spirit. Hello, hello, Suzanne here. Have you heard the saying, it's okay to not be okay? That has been buzzing around the universe for a while now, and I love it because I believe it to be true. But what is not okay, though, is not knowing how to deal with how you feel. That's why the Feelings Fitness community is here. Feel it, find ways to deal with it, and heal it. Which is also why I created this series on six basic human emotions. Those emotions are happiness, sadness, fear, surprise, disgust, and anger. As much as I wanted to start out this series on a happy note, it just feels right to start with the emotional state of sadness due to one particular current event creating a lot of sadness for many people. What current event am I referring to? Well, you know, there are always a number of sad events happening all over the world, but for this conversation, I wanted to speak about the world-renowned basketball legend Kobe Bryant's recent helicopter tragedy, where he died alongside his 13-year-old daughter and seven other individuals. Why does this seem to strike such a nerve, even for those of us who do not know him or his family personally? I suppose because we're all empathetic beings, and we can put ourselves in the shoes of the family and friends directly affected by this tragedy. We feel sad for them, we ponder what they must be going through, and we wonder how they will get through their grief. Then we start to question our own existence. We think, what if that had been our family member? With all the media coverage of these people, we almost begin to view them as family. It's almost someone we feel that we know. Or perhaps because this was someone whose career we wanted to emulate. It can be a complicated issue in general. It can be even more complicated when you're dealing with kids. Perhaps your child was an aspiring basketball star, and Kobe Bryant was someone that they really looked up to his work ethic on the basketball court. It's tough to deal with the grief and the confusion of kids, so it can be confusing because they're mourning someone that they didn't even know, and grief in general can be confusing for kids. So you can either let them bring it to you, or if you see that they're being affected, you can bring it up to them. Do what feels right. You know your child best, but it is always best to address these concerns and address these feelings that we are having as adults and that we see that our kids are possibly dealing with as well. So I guess the question becomes, how do we deal with this sadness that we're feeling? Well, let's pause and breathe through it for just a moment. Let's tap into the Ujjayi breath, that victorious breath that creates that nice, soothing sound of the ocean. So remember, we're going to keep our mouth closed on this, and we're just going to breathe in and out through the nose. And remember, the idea here is to constrict the back of the throat, and then you can really hear the sound of the breath, and that's really a piece of the soothing factor is the sound that this particular breath makes. So if you're in a position where you can find a comfortable seat, that's best. And then also, I find this one to be the best with eyes closed. So if you are in a spot where you can close your eyes, do so. If not, perhaps later on in the day, take a few moments to find a comfortable seat and close your eyes and tap into this Ujjayi breath. But for right now, to kind of relieve a little bit of this talk of sadness, let's take a few nice ujjayi breaths. To start, let's just find the breath, just that regular breathing pattern, remembering that yogic breath of inhale in, the belly rises, and exhale, the belly sinks back down towards the spine. So keep that in mind. Take three nice, just regular everyday breaths to tap into the breath. And then let's go ahead and do three ujjayi breaths. So like I said, find that comfortable seat, closing the eyes, closing the mouth, relaxing the jaw. Deep inhale in through the nose, constricting the back of the throat. And exhale out through the nose, constricting the back of that throat. Deep inhale in through the nose. And exhale out through the nose. Deep inhale in through the nose. And full exhale out through the nose. Remembering that this breath is also sometimes called the Darth Vader breath. So think about that sound if it's helpful to you to create that sound. And it really is something that can calm the mind, calm the body, calm that nervous system, lower the blood pressure, and just make us feel a little bit more at peace where we are and with our circumstances. And there really is a breath for every emotion. So think about your breathing and think about what it says about how you're feeling both physically and emotionally. So connecting the mind and body via the breath is really the main work of yoga. It really lowers stress and it can really help us fight off some of the sad feelings that we might be having. It goes without saying that I'm clearly an advocate for yoga for emotional well-being. Yoga can give you time to be alone in your thoughts. It can also move stuck energy through the body via the chakra system. And the heart chakra is definitely one to focus on during times of sadness. I found a great article on the Do You Yoga website, and the title of the article was Four Heart-Opening Yoga Poses and How Yoga Can Heal Your Heart. And it was written by Charity Poole, a yoga instructor. And I wanted to pull out a little bit of that article because I just thought, you know what? She said it so well. I'm going to read what she wrote. And here is a little segment of her article on doyouyoga.com. So Charity says, on the emotional side, yoga supports a healthy, open heart. In life, we go through many things: loss, heartbreak, betrayal, a wide array of emotional hurt. Over time, these experiences cause us to put up little walls around our hearts. We believe that if we can just protect our hearts behind these walls, that we will avoid getting hurt, so we slowly begin to close off, adding layer upon layer over our vulnerable heart. The heart chakra, one of the major energy centers in the body located at the center of the chest, then becomes closed. The heart chakra is related to our ability to give and receive love. When it is closed or imbalanced, we find it difficult to feel love, compassion, grace, and peace. We may instead feel anger, grief, and bitterness. Additionally, this imbalance can manifest in a variety of physical ailments. If you're not familiar with the chakra system, it's the energy channel within the body. Yoga taps into these seven chakras, and particular poses are used to tap into any of the seven different chakras in the system. So that for another time. There's so much complexity to that system, but just so you kind of have an awareness of the system that can be used to help us move through some grief and sadness. Some postures that assist in opening the heart are camel pose, cobra, fish, one of my personal favorites, wild thing, bow pose, wheel pose. And with a nice gentle sequence using these poses, one can work through stuck energy in the heart center, perhaps due to sadness, maybe the death of a loved one, maybe the end of a relationship, whatever might be creating sadness in you, A nice gentle sequence of heart opening postures can be super helpful. And if any of these postures are not familiar to you, again, as I always say, just do a little Google search, or you can actually go to doyouyoga.com and you can find this four heart opening yoga poses and how yoga can heal your heart by Charity Poole. And you can read more of what she shared about how to open the heart, how to use yoga to help you do so. So I also clearly am a big proponent of cardio exercise to help ward off any of the blues as well. So I have shared this quite often that I really like to pair up cardio and yoga. I call it my hot yoga, by getting nice and sweaty on whether it's Peloton bike or the treadmill or going outside and running, whatever it may be. I love to get hot and sweaty and then hop on that yoga mat and find a sequence that I can connect with. So whether sadness for you is stemming from the loss of a loved one, loss of a beloved pet, or just simply life circumstances, the way we address our emotions is key. And so clearly, using the breath, using yoga, using cardio. And as I always say too, gotta love a little time to tell your story as well. Don't hold it in, you know, share your story, connect with others who've had the same experiences as you have, find support groups, that type of thing. I truly, truly believe that connecting with others is very important. Sometimes in times of sadness, sometimes we do need that time to be alone, and the yoga mat is a fantastic place to do that, to move the body, to release some stuck energies, that type of thing. So sometimes we need that alone time. Sometimes we crave connecting with others. Really, again, as I always say, the key is just do not avoid how you're feeling. Don't avoid this sadness and just feel like it's going to go away. I'll tell you, when you push off feelings, they will rear their ugly head in different aspects of your life where it's just not necessary. You have tools. I've just given you several tools to help fight off any sadness that may be surfacing in your life. And again, lots of people currently dealing with this Kobe Bryant tragedy, whether they knew him or did not, it is really striking a nerve and some really emotional times for a lot of people. So address the issues. One of my favorite quotes comes from a pretty out there movie called Vanilla Sky. And the quote goes like this: 'Cause without the bitter, baby, the sweet ain't as sweet. And I find that to be so true. And as you move through the week, and as you move through life, remember tomorrow is not a guarantee. Make the most of today. Make amends with loved ones today. Set goals for the future, but live for today. Be open to your emotions so you can allow them to serve you well. Breathe, do yoga, connect with others. Flow with the feelings, don't fight them. And always remember, it's okay to not be okay. It's even okay to be sad. It's all part of being human. Process that and ponder this. The sweet can never be as sweet without the bitter. I hope you found this episode enlightening. If you like it, please be sure to subscribe, leave a review, and tell a friend. The more people we have engaged in this conscious conversation, the better. You can find everything related to this episode over at www.feelingsfitness.com. And as always, some of the best content comes up after the show in the Facebook group, so be sure to join over there as well. Until we chat again, feel fit, mind, body, and spirit.